Hey everyone, and happy Friday! Welcome to the Weekly Mom Moment. Something short and sweet pertaining to parenthood. The good, the bad, and the motherhood. Weekly, I will bring you a little bit of my world as a mother of three. Two teens and a tween. I hope to bring reality, humor, and hope in the fact that us parents are not alone in navigating the daily life in raising humans. Currently, I am navigating hormones, mental health, boyfriends, girlfriends, hopes, dreams, and let's not forget about sex. Yep. Somehow, our kids talk a little bit more than I ever did about all the things to my parents, but I am here for it, even if it means being comfortably uncomfortable. So let's go. Thanks for showing up. Time to get real on this journey called parenthood. Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, happy Friday. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Today I am taking a bit of a pause from the weekly mom moment and I am just doing a solo pod for a quick minute on my badass list and how to write yours. This is something that I recently learned how to do from a course I took with Jen Gottlieb. She also just recently wrote a book, Be Seen, that is out and available, and she goes through this a little bit there too. But a badass list is essentially Your you got this reminders. The things that you have done that you are super proud of yourself for. Maybe it is in those sticky moments that you didn't really think that you could. Maybe you're experiencing some fear or some imposter syndrome, but at the end of it, you did do it. And so those are the ways that we can show up as bold and show ourselves how we can lean into courage. And so the badass list is something that is amazing to look back on when we are feeling these sensations in different areas of life. So when we experience that, then we can actually prove to ourselves, well, I have done this and I'm going to do something even better, something bigger. I can. I say I can because basically it is another way of looking at motivating yourself and to remind yourself and to continuously remind yourself and remember that you can do hard things and that we can find courage and push past the fear, disrupt those comfort zones and get to experiencing something that we never knew or realized we could until you literally do. So today I will start off with a few examples of my badass list and then maybe give you a few examples or suggestions as to how you can start to build yours. So my badass list, I start with, I birthed three kids. I ran the New York City Marathon. I have completed a full Ironman, Ironman Canada. I have completed 8 half Ironman races, soon to be more. I have set boundaries around certain relationships in my life that took me a long time to do. I have started a coaching business. I attained my first client within my first month of business. I am an amazing mom, and that doesn't mean that it doesn't come with challenges, but I show up. I show up for my kids. So these are some different examples on so many different levels as to when I need a reminder on I can, then I can look back on these. And so I actually put it on my phone, and this is somewhere that I know I always have access to it. And so that is my suggestion for you. Otherwise, you can write it in your journal, whatever really speaks to you. But to get started, imagine certain occasions that like show up in your life where you have had to step through certain circumstances or realign yourself with the vision that you're trying to get to, or imagine yourself crossing that finish line, or maybe you step back from a job that you were not happy in and you went through the motions of, you know, resigning and then starting something new. So remember those feelings, go back. And what made you so badass in the end of that? How did that make you feel? And why was that something that now should be on your list? Creating your own badass list can be something that is really fun, but also something that brings up different insight for yourself. It should also be a very empowering activity. The item on your list will largely depend on your personal interests, obviously, your own goals and values. So a few different thoughts around this. Define your values closely. Consider what values are important to you. These could be things that, as I said before, took courage, or maybe creativity, resilience, kindness, and other qualities that you might admire. Identify your strengths. Reflect on your strengths and your achievements. What are you proud of? What skills do you possess that make you feel confident and capable? Set goals. Think about your short-term and your long-term goals. What do you want to accomplish in various aspects of your life, such as your career, your relationship, your personal development, and your health? List inspirational figures. Identify maybe the people who inspire you. They could be friends, family members, or they could be historical figures. And then include your personal achievements. So your own big or small achievements, your milestones that you have reached. Acknowledge all of the hard work that you have put in. Celebrate yourself. You can also add bucket lists to this. What are some things that you want to experience or that you have accomplished in your lifetime or want to over your lifetime? And then consider situations or challenges that maybe pushed you out of your comfort zone. You know, you pushed through that fear, pushed past that imposter syndrome. One element to your badass list, you have to stay positive while you are making this list. It is something that kind of might feel while you're doing it, like ego, like you're building an ego, or this is that time to do that. Pump your own ego. You know, you are a humble person, but this is your time to brag. It's like your brag list, badass list. We do not do this for ourselves often enough, and we do this for others all the time. You need to remind yourself how freaking awesome you are and for all the things that you have done and that you want to do. So the badass list isn't to contain what you want to do on it, but by putting our thoughts in motion there, it also helps us reflect on the things that we have done in the past as to where we're going. And so that's why it's really important to take into account all the things that we want in the future as we're doing this, so that we can also remember the things that we have already taken action on in the past that might be a similar feeling in the future, for that reminder of you can. And regularly update your badass list. This list is never set in stone. We are human beings. We are always ebbing and flowing here. So regularly revisit this list, update your goals and your values, especially because and as our interests evolve. So remember one last thing, that this is your badass list. You do not need to share it with anyone. This is for you. This is who you are, who you inspire to be. It's super personal and empowering. It's an empowering tool to remind yourself of your strengths, your goals, and the things that you are so amazing at, and how extraordinary you are, and how badass you are. So I hope you have fun doing this, and I love looking back on it, and I can't wait to continue to grow it, because sometimes we need that reminder. So go be badass on this Friday, and hope you enjoyed this little mini. And I will see you next Tuesday on the podcast. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Have a great day. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. And I hope that you enjoyed building your own badass list. This is something that I am working on with my clients right now also, because we all need a little bit of extra empowerment in our lives. And if this is something that maybe is speaking to you and you want to continue on this build, I am accepting coaching clients one-on-one for the 2024 year as of present, and also building an incredible 6-month mastermind. More details coming on that in the coming 2 weeks. I cannot wait. There will be a cap on how many people are able to take part in this with me. There will be 2 in-person retreats. There will be several Zoom special guests. I can't wait. And if you are interested and want to get on the wait list ahead of time, then please reach out at brittany@brittanderson.com. Again, that'll be in the show notes, as well as my link to my emailer if you are not already on it.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of 3, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.